Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Phil.
And me, Feifei.
We have an expression that you can use if you just don't believe someone. It's, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it. Tell us a bit more. It's not connected to shopping, is it?
No, it's not connected to shopping. Beth told me she can juggle with 5 balls, and I just don't buy it. I've never seen her practicing. It can't be true.
And you told me you can play the trumpet, but I've never seen or heard you do it. I don't buy it.
Did I really say that? I'd forgotten. I said the same thing to my brother, and he definitely didn't buy it. He knows I have no musical talent at all.
Clearly. Let's listen to these examples.
You're saying it was an accident? Sorry, I don't buy it.
She said her broken computer stopped her doing the assignment, but her tutor just didn't buy it.
He said he was working late, but I don't buy that story.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the expression, I don't buy it. We use it to say that we don't believe something.
It's quite informal, but you'll hear it a lot in speech.
Yes, we can also use it to talk about buying someone's story or explanation. If you buy a story, you believe it.
But, as in the examples, it's much more common to use it in the negative and say that you don't buy something. Feifei, I did explain why I didn't get you a birthday present, didn't I?
You did, but I don't buy that story. I'll give you until tomorrow to find something. See you then.
Bye.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.